date with the injuries. Cal Rudolph is being evaluated for concussion-like symptoms along with Harrison Smith. Probably learn more regarding them tomorrow. Very disappointing game. Did not execute the way we needed to on the road in order to win against a good football team. We struggled in a number of areas. We wanted to be better on third down on offense and defense. We wanted to be better in the red zone on third down on offense and defense, and we did not get that done, and they made a couple of plays on special teams as well. So not the kind of performance you need when you are on the road in the division. And, we got to go back, look at the film, and try to figure out what we can do to improve. It's very difficult to win on the road against a team that thrives off of turnovers, and you turn it over at some inopportune times like we did today. It's hard to overcome sometimes. So,
to get that early fumble you guys forced, I imagine that's a huge lift to the sideline. And to settle for a field goal there, that feel like you missed a chance to grab the momentum?
Without question. I mean, you want to capitalize. I mean, they end up getting a turnover, I think, in the same quarter, and they converted theirs to a touchdown, and it's a four-point swing in a lot of ways. So, yeah, it's disappointing you come away with a field goal on the road. That's a momentum chance, but momentum builder.
That's when you're the third down defense, when you can't get off the field, how much does that take the wind out of yourself?
It's tough. When that happens, I mean, you got to find a way to make a play. We were so close a couple of different times, and we didn't get the ball out. And, you keep drives going. You take time off the clock. And conversely, you need to be able to convert third downs on offense to maintain possession of the football and put together some drives like that. But, yeah, it can be tough, especially if those drives result in touchdowns. I have to think about it a little bit. I don't know if there was one particular turning point, but I know any time you have opportunities to score touchdowns in the red area on the road, you got to find a way to get it done. And third downs, you got to figure out a way from a defensive standpoint to make a play somewhere in a drive to start a drive.
Early in the fourth quarter, you're knocking on the door, third and two, fourth and two from the eight. Adrian doesn't touch it. Any thoughts there on that sequence?
Yeah, we thought we had some plays that would get us what we wanted, and we fell short. You can second guess and say we should have did this or did that, but we thought we had some good plays called. So.
To kicking the field goal to get it back to 15 points, or are you just that close to the end zone you want to go for six?
At that 28-10?
At the fourth and two, yeah.
No, I wanted to, where we were in the game, three scores down, I wanted to get a touchdown. I just felt like we were doing good enough on defense at that point that we get a touchdown, we got a good chance of getting this thing where we wanted. Fortunately, that didn't happen. He's a team guy, and if we decide to go in one direction versus another, he's going to support it. We want to give him the football as often as we can, and there are other times we want to do some other things, but he's a team guy. But we also know his value. We know he's capable of getting those first downs, but we thought we had some plays at the time, Don, that would get us the first down or the touchdown, and it didn't work out.
As with all the issues they've had with their offensive line, you surprised you weren't more disruptive there?
Oh, yeah, well, some of that had to do with the type of passes they were throwing. I mean, there was a lot of boots underneath stuff, not a lot of shots down the field. You credit their quarterback and the offensive line. They did a good job of moving the ball around as far as where they were throwing the football. They did a good job.
The fumble return that got overturned, how big of a letdown was that for the team? And did it kind of stall your momentum after you had gotten a score off a turnover that you could have gotten two and it got taken away?
Well, it would have definitely helped the situation, where we are. I don't know I think they ended up maybe punting after that. I can't remember, getting the field goal. But how much it affected our momentum, for where it was in the game, it would have been huge to get a touchdown out of that, but it didn't work out.
Did you get an explanation from the official about, because he initially announced that it's been upheld upon review and then changed it?
They say he was down. They say he was down. So
trying to generate rhythm as an offense, the wide receiver drops, I imagine, drive you nuts. How do you account for that today?
Well, in the National Football League, as a wide receiver, you got to hold on to the football. I mean, that's what you get paid to do, and we definitely had some drops today, and that affects the rhythm of your offense, and you got to catch. That's why you're a wide receiver in the NFL. You got to catch the ball.
Was Adrian late arriving to the stadium?
There's something that Adrian and I have to talk about regarding getting to the stadium.
Do you consider not starting him based on that?
No.
Talk about catching the ball. Obviously, Marshall's a guy that they can rely on in those situations. He made a tough cover when he's making those catches in traffic.
He did. He made some big-time catches, and I mean that's one reason I'm sure they signed him. We had some guys in position at times and just couldn't come up with the football. So credit him, credit their quarterback, and their protection.
On the pass interference there, the big one on the goal line there, from your vantage point, I guess, did that look like it seemed like it was a close call? What did you see there?
Well, when I saw it, I debated the call, and I told the officials that I'm looking forward to seeing it on tape with the naked eye. I thought Antoine was in great position. I thought he was in position to battle and got shoved, but the officials didn't see it that way. But it's the way it goes.
Jerome had the drop on that early third down that held you to a field goal. He had a couple other drops late. I know your challenge was injuries and some other issues there right now, but are you losing faith in Jerome?
Oh, no. No, no. Nope. Not losing faith in Jerome.
Their fake PAT caught this special teams off guard. What do you sense there?
We've done a good job throughout the season of getting pressure on people's field goals. We end up getting one blocked today, and not completely surprised they would do that. Good job by them, but it didn't slow us down. We end up blocking one later on, so good job by them.
Do you have an early sense for Percy and what the timeline might be for trying to get him back on the practice field this week?
I do not. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.